Good afternoon on this Sunday, February 13th, 2022. I'm your host for Mars Bar, Marcy Latimer. Thank you so much for joining me. And I always do this show 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, 1 p.m. Pacific. I am, of course, coming to you live from Texas. If you didn't see or hear my show last week, that was my first time reporting from Texas because I had recently moved from California. So it was a few weeks in between that I did my show. And of course, just moving from a blue state of California to a red state of Texas, just seeing the difference in the people who just love their freedoms and show their patriotism here. A lot of American flags are flying, also the state flags flying high. A lot of places where you're seeing the patriotism coming out, whereas in California, of course, there would be people flying the flags, but the Democrats who are in office, naturally, they were mandating, so putting so many mandates and tyrannical, like tyrants, basically. Governor Newsom, I call him that. So it just got overbearing, unfortunately, in California, and they're still fighting for their freedoms over there. A lot of conservatives who still live there, naturally, and I'm hoping that Texas will remain red. We want to keep it red. We want to keep our freedoms intact. This is a place that they respect our freedoms. Anyway, I just wanted to say that. Thank you very much for joining me. And again, thank you for joining us here at Eternal Affairs Media. You could go to eternalaffairsmedia.com and consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsor link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. Always God bless. I do want to always start with a prayer. I really just want to say something very, very simple today. Lord, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. Amen. If you have prayed that, you will receive everlasting life. So that is all it needs to be done, really, is to make sure that he is number one in your heart, in your soul, in your body. And if you receive the Lord as your Savior, you will have eternal life. That's really all it takes. Also, I want to just remind people to do a little prayer for our nation, for our world, and the utter chaos that it's in right now. And if everybody joins together, the power of prayer is so powerful. So if we pray for the safety of our nation, our troops, our citizens, and that the USA would return to the godly nation it is founded on, just for 1 minute each day, 7 to 7:01 p.m. each day. If everybody does that, join in, I really truly believe God will shine a light on all this corruption that is going on and, of course, make everything right again. So we will see truth prevail, and we will see good things happening. Things are already happening. So right now, of course, what the latest bombshell, yeah, they're calling it bombshell news, Pete Santinelli, or Santelli, sorry, hoping I'm saying that right. He has a show. He said that the Spygate in the Durham report has proven to be true, Operation Spygate, and he was going to do his show, but it's Super Bowl Sunday, so he's not going to do his show today after all because of Super Bowl Sunday. But he said that you can read all about it on Conservative Treehouse. Just Google Conservative Treehouse, Spygate, Durham Report. Also, very interestingly enough, Maria Bartiromo from Fox News, there is a video, and she is telling it like it is. She's telling the truth. She's talking about how President Trump's reputation was completely damaged because of the false accusations against him during his entire term of president, you know, being the president of the United States, and that it turns out to be true that the Russian hoax was absolutely a collusion, was a spy gate from Hillary Clinton. That's right. The camps of the Clintons, naturally. They belong in prison. I'm not just saying that as an opinion. I really believe that truth will prevail and it's going to come out and they finally will hopefully be put where they rightfully belong, in prison, behind bars. Also, Representative Jordan, he said this, it's in the New York Post today, article right now. Let me tell you what it says. It says, top Republican on the House Judiciary Committee said Sunday that a blockbuster new federal filing proves ex-President Trump's claim he was being illegally spied on and the Russian collusion tale is a hoax. It proves the truth. Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio noted special counsel John Durham alleged in Friday's legal filing that Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign paid an internet company to infiltrate servers at Trump Tower and the White House to try to tie Donald Trump to Russia. Remember the whole Russia, Russia, Russia. Yep, there was spying going on, and it was worse than we thought because they were spying on the sitting president of the United States, Jordan told Fox and Friends. And it goes right to the Clinton campaign. So God bless John Durham. His investigation is taking a long time, but we're getting to now what we all suspected, Jordan said. The only thing we didn't understand was it was worse than we thought. In May of 2019, Durham was tasked by Trump's Attorney General William Barr with investigating the origins of the FBI's probe into allegations that they colluded with Russia to win the election. Representative Michael Turner, also a Republican from Ohio, said Sunday that Durham's investigation uncovered a whole new level of corruption and is of grave concern. He says, I mean, this is a threat to our democracy itself. It doesn't really matter which political campaign this is or which political party this is. This is just wrong, and allegations of such a level of illegal activity that goes directly to our faith in our government. That truth must be found. Turner predicted that Durham's probe could implicate former CIA Director John Brennan, former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, and former FBI Director James Comey. He says, I think that what we must see is not just political shenanigans or opposition research that you would see in the normal campaigns where people are trying to find information out about their opponents, Turner said. This is where the government is being used, where information that's political opposition research that is false is being made up, is trying to be placed into the government, into the FBI, to undertake criminal investigations that are absolutely false. Trump Saturday that Durham's filing provides indisputable evidence that my campaign and the presidency were spied on by operatives paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign in an effort to develop a completely fabricated connection to Russia. This is the scandal far greater in scope and magnitude than Watergate, and those who were involved in and knew about the spying operation should be subject to criminal prosecution, said Trump, who beat Clinton to score the White House in an upset in 2016. In a stronger period of time in our country, the crime would have been punishable by death, he said, suggesting that the Clinton campaign's actions amounts to treason. So if nothing else, the Clinton campaign should be tried on treason. And they do need to be in prison. There's no question. Of course, mind you, innocent till proven guilty. And fine, go ahead. But at least do what is supposed to be done and should have been done 4 years ago. And arrest them. And then, of course, we can see what happens. If they prove to be innocent, great. Then show that they're innocent. But at least they should have their time and serve their time to prove that they didn't spy, because it looks like indeed what President Trump has been saying all along is indeed true. I never questioned it. I always believed him anyway. I believed that this was happening. So now it's just coming out. And Maria Bartiromo of Fox News, thankfully, is one reporter that is not afraid to talk about it. She actually does go on video talking about it. And I think that's fantastic. And we need more reporters like that to go on air on the lamestream news and actually talk about such things, because that is the real news. That is what's going on. And of course, most of the lamestream news will completely ignore this story. So there you go. You heard it here, folks. You heard it here first, possibly, because it just came out. And I'm happy to be the one to give you that information. So we need to get more information out there. That's the truth. Truth shall prevail. And again, keep the faith. Always keep God in your lives first and foremost. And of course, everything else will follow suit. I also want to just touch base on what's going on in Canada. Thank you very much for the fantastic patriots up there. And I hope that more people follow suit, because it's really about freedom. It's about the keeping our freedoms intact, whether you're in Canada, whether you're in America. We need this. Okay, I got some comments here. Is it Sava, SAVAG1, says perhaps the science of force inoculation for purpose of science would be fitting. Oh yeah, for sure. Thank you so much. Thank you for joining my show. I appreciate you listening. I was just referring to what's happening, of course, what's going on in Canada, for instance, in the convoy, the truckers. I stand behind those truckers. They're fantastic. And it's not just about being against the vaccines. They could be for the vaccines. A lot of them have been vaccinated. That's fine. That's their choice. The whole point is it should be a choice. It should be your choice, whether you want to or not, whether you think it's best for you or not. It should never be forced upon. It should never be something that you are losing your job over. Nobody should force you to do anything that you don't feel right about. So that's what I applaud them for. They are showing, they're banding together, they're patriots. It's wonderful to see. And I hope that more truckers here in America and everywhere else will follow suit and just completely get this thing rolling. This ball is rolling. And it's just a great thing to see, just the patriotism right there. I love it. And people like Trudeau hopefully will just fall. And people like Biden will fall. That are tyrannical. They're just about control. They're all about control. It's a horrible thing. Yeah, thank you. Sava G1, you said the scandemic has surely revealed how many people who claim to be adults are actually still children. Yeah, amen to that. For sure. I mean, let's make our own minds up. Let's have our own. We should be able to make our own decisions. And certainly parents of children should be able to choose for them and make the decisions for their children. They should not be forced to get vaccines in children or to just so they could go to school, such as what's happening in California and some other, and possibly I think New York, some other states, blue states naturally. They're always the liberal leaning states that are doing things like this. It's unbelievable. And yeah, it's such a horrible thing to see. I like also what's happening with the masks this week. I'm seeing a lot of pushback on that. So this is going to be very interesting how this will come to fruition. California, supposedly February 15th is supposed to be the day that the mask mandates are lifted. Well, we will see if indeed that is going to happen. Of course, today is the Super Bowl and it's in Los Angeles, California. Governor Newsom, of course, was seen without his mask at one of the games, you know, following up or leading up to the Super Bowl, of course. So it's just interesting. Thank you for liking my show. I appreciate it. Yes, our minds are way more informative than Google these days. That is for sure. I don't even recommend Google. I say DuckDuckGo. If you're trying to find information, go to DuckDuckGo because they don't have tracing. They don't trace and they don't, follow you. So basically you don't have to worry about getting all kinds of ads and, you know, Big Brother watching you. When you do Google, of course, they're going to be finding out everything that you've been Googling, and DuckDuckGo is a little safer. So that's a good search engine. You're recommending Telegram. Yeah, it's a good one too. Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate that. And our shows are on Telegram, by the way. So thank you so much for listening once again. So yeah, I just wanted to, you know, come back and say, if you're watching the Super Bowl today, enjoy it. But it'll be interesting to see, being that it's in California, if these people are indeed masked because the requirement is still supposedly until the 15th. Yeah, sure. Okay. So we'll see how it goes. And then, of course, on the 15th, what's going to happen? Are they going to tyrannically mandate again, oh no, we can't be unmasked after all, we have to keep the masks on? So we will see. We'll see how that goes. But it'll be interesting to find out. And they're just hypocritical. All the people that are in office who are putting these mandates on the people of their states. And then of course, they're the ones that are seen doing the opposite of what they're mandates are. So that's the irony of it all. That's the hypocrisy of the Democrats. And I mean, they are always going to be showing their true colors. So that's what happens all the time. That's what we're seeing. and it'll be interesting. So there you go. Thanks, Eric Green. I appreciate you listening too. Thank you so much. So thank you. Thanks for listening. Again, I'm Marcy Latimer, your host, and this is Mars Bar. I do come on Sundays, 3 p.m. Central Time. And again, just wanted to let you know, visit us at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Please consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsor link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. Always put God first. We appreciate your support. And of course, just wanted to say thank you for listening. And I'm just going to stop there, but I wanted to just make sure you knew about the Spygate that is going on. And you could read more about it at Conservative Treehouse, the Durham Report, Spygate. That's going to be interesting. That's coming out. And it is indeed going to be something that is going to rock the world. And it should be something that every mainstream news is talking about. It is proven that the Spygate happened, the Russian collusion, all that. The Clintons belong in jail. We know that. We know that. So there you go. All right. Very good. And thank you. And let's stand with those truckers and let's hope that everything works out. We're going to pray to God for them and just keep freedoms intact. Pray for all countries to have their freedoms intact. That's the most important thing. And with God, all is possible. Thank you so much. Keep Him first and have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy. God bless.